Hello, Mzanzi. Welcome to episode 426 of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masua, and I'm your host for this episode, powered by Netafim. Now, in this episode, we're diving deep into the world of tree crop irrigation and management practices. As our climate changes and water resources become more precious, the need for precision in tree crop irrigation has never been more critical. Here to break this down for us is Charles van Rienen, agronomy manager at Netafim. Charles, welcome to Farmers Inside Track. It's lovely having you here.
Thanks a lot, Duncan. Yeah, always good to join you guys.
Fantastic. I want to jump straight into it. Let's maybe start at the beginning. What are the drivers of increased precision in tree crop irrigation and other management practices? Let's start the conversation there.
There are a few goals that we need to achieve here, but to start off, I think optimizing yield and tree health, that should be one of the main priorities. The second one is also environmental impact reduction. What works close with this is then obviously the technological advancements, resource scarcity and sustainability, that's becoming a big issue. And then obviously economic benefits. Precise irrigation practices should be put into place to reduce water and fertilizer cost, and this should lead then to a greater farm profitability.
Definitely. And I suppose, you know, the way we used to farm 10, 15 years ago is completely different to how it's being done now, and of course the needs that come with that. But what have been some of the biggest changes or adaptations in the general approach to crop irrigation over the recent years, would you say?
That's exactly just like you said there. You know, in the past, the guys made massive use of flood irrigation or overhead sprinkler irrigation. That has now shifted to precision irrigation. So when we talk about precision irrigation, we are focusing most on drip irrigation and obviously micro sprinkler systems that are called micro sprayers. And these systems then obviously deliver water directly to the root zone, minimizing the evaporation and maximizing efficiency. Obviously, data-driven decision-making has become a big part of this, where the growers are making much more use of real-time data to help them making these decisions. Soil moisture sensors, weather stations, and even satellite imagery provide valuable insights into crop water needs. Then we move over to focus on optimizing water use efficiency. This has become a very important factor because water scarcity has emphasized the need to get the most crop production per unit of water applied. Strategies here that are important are deficit irrigation, where we actually apply less water during specific growth stages without sacrificing the yield. And then obviously integration with automation and smart irrigation systems. Lastly, sustainability considerations, where we look at the broader environmental impact, where we try to minimize runoff and implementing techniques to manage salinity buildup in the soils. I think these are important considerations.
Charles, I suppose you touched on the next part of my question, and I'm not sure whether this would be a fair question to ask, but what are the most efficient irrigation methods for tree crops in terms of water usage and cost effectiveness?
It's all fair play. And by saying that, I think it's super important just to say that there's no one shoe that fits all. Drip and micro sprinkler irrigation both has its own set of advantages and disadvantages. And this is where the agronomist plays a major role alongside with other decision makers, where we must find the solution and tailor make it to the specific need and specific crops. That being said, it's well known that drip irrigation delivers water directly to the root zone, and this incorporating and minimizing evaporation and runoff, this can obviously lead to significant water savings compared to the more traditional methods. I also think it's important to note that there must be a proper system design and the management of that design, and then obviously precision irrigation integrated with automation. Automation tools enhance efficiency by automatically adjusting irrigation based on real-time data.
Now, of course, Netafim is a developer and a big advocate for low-flow drip irrigation. Please tell us more about these concepts and why it is so beneficial.
It's been hard work over the years developing the low-flow system, and then obviously this led to the continuous low-flow systems that it's known of. And by saying that, I think in crop production as a whole, the main goal must be to minimize non-beneficial water loss. As we know, water loss can occur through evaporation, deep percolation, subsurface outflow, runoff, and transpiration. The main concern here is evaporation and deep percolation. If these two factors can be limited, we can ensure a high efficient water use. Remember, efficient water use is about preventing negative water loss on the one hand and ensuring optimal water intake by the roots on the other hand. Netherfarm has done a lot of work through research and development in conjunction with universities and obviously industry role players. And what we've learned through this process is that traditional application of water with a dripper, the water delivery can be fast and too deep. The industry then adopted the pulse irrigation scheduling system. This is when we apply small but more frequent irrigation sessions per day. This often leads to an oversaturated subsoil leaching fertilizers and also hydraulic inaccuracy. And this is just to name a few of the challenges. So with this, the drip technology developed obviously, and we can now accommodate lower flow rates in the drippers without the increased fear of dripper clogging, as Netherfarm's low flow drip technology makes it possible to implement low flow rates while maintaining its clog resistant flow path dimensions. With centralized low flow drip fertigation, we can now control the depth of the wetting much better and reduce under and over irrigation, therefore improving water use efficiency and soil aeration. This is important to me, the soil aeration. Low flow drippers are used to irrigate at a very low level over a longer time. The biggest change here is moving from several irrigation shifts to only one irrigation shift per day, thus increasing the hydraulic accuracy of the system.
Charles, I'm on record to say that I think farmers are some of the most innovative and forward-thinking people on the earth. And it's always lovely and amazing to hear some of the forward-thinking strategies that are being implemented to improve production on the farm in collaboration with stakeholders such as yourself, Netherfarm. What are some of the challenges in orchards that can be overcome through good irrigation and other management practices?
Duncan, once again, there are a few things that we can do here and that we need to focus on. Water stress obviously can lead to a reduced yield. How do we counter this? We make sure that we monitor the water levels in the soils that will impact the growth of fruit size and the overall yield at the end of the day. Fruit quality issues. It is known that uneven watering can lead to fruits cracking, sunburn can be an issue, or even uneven ripening. Another fact that can be drawn from this is disease and pest pressure. Trees that are under water stress are more susceptible to stress factors and disease. It's an easy target for disease and pests alike to target those trees that are under pressure. An important one for me, especially, is soil health degradation. Inefficient irrigation can lead to soil erosion, for sure, nutrient leaching, and even soil compaction over time. And then, obviously, inefficient resource use. Water is becoming a scarce resource, and we surely must do everything in our hands to conserve this and look after this resource better.
Definitely. But what about farmers that farm in drought-stricken areas? Some of the country's farms are faced with below normal rainfall patterns. What strategies can be employed to manage irrigation during drought periods to ensure tree health and minimize losses?
We are seeing more and more of this in recent years with very climatic conditions that are arising. And then obviously there are a few strategies that we can follow. I would say number one is maximize the irrigation system's efficiency. Check for water leaks through the system and ensure that the system operates like it should. Do the maintenance that the system requires. Even consider upgrading to more efficient irrigation methods, like making use of automation and real-time data to help you make these decisions when to irrigate. To monitor your soil moisture closely, this is a no-brainer. Here we can avoid overwatering, especially when we have less water and use that water more efficiently. We can employ drought-tolerant practices. Something that pops into my head is now making use of mulch. We all know that mulch conserves water and thus reduces the effect of evaporation. So do these practices to safeguard what you are producing and keeping yourself more resilient. When it gets to the point where you need to make a decision on what blocks to irrigate and what blocks not to irrigate, focus on the crops that you know will ensure a good harvest and keep the farm profitable instead of watering fields or blocks that are under other stresses. Focus on the good ones rather than on the bad ones. when it gets to the point, apply deficit irrigation. Plants have different growing stages, and it's known that in certain growth stages, the plant needs less water, and try to maximize on that phenological stages of the plants.
What are your thoughts on the important role of experts in not only establishing, but also managing orchards?
Once again, where all the role players will need to sit around the table. I mean, site selection and planning, choosing the right location with the suitable soil, the suitable climate for the crops, access to water resources, it's important to make these long-term decisions. Experts on the topography, on the soil, water, fertilizer experts. We all need to sit around the table to make a holistic decision and to help the producer make the best decisions. Challenges like the availability of electricity, other resources that the farmer or the producer will need to make these crops viable and profitable. We should consider all of that. The planting design and the layout of orchards. We want to optimize the orchard layout so that the orchards efficiently use the space, the sunlight. The future maintenance practices is important. I think everyone needs to sit around the table and make an informed decision. Obviously, when it comes to managing that orchard, when that orchard has already been planted, the irrigation and fertilizer practices are super important. We need to ensure that we properly irrigate and fertilize according to the tree's growth, fruit production, and overall orchard health. Agronomists, with the help of irrigation designers, design efficient systems that can create the optimal use of the water and the fertilizers applied. Pest and disease management, there's a lot that can be said about that. Best practices of the crops. Things that come up here is pruning and the specific training of that crop that you're planting. And then obviously harvesting and post-harvest handling. It's a crucial part in the chain that adds value, and all of these needs to fall into place for the farmer or the producer to be as efficient and sustainable as possible.
I suppose it all comes back to going back to the basics, implementing the basic strategies when it comes to crop irrigation and management. We've seen a lot of innovation over the past decade when it comes to crop and tree crop irrigation and management. If I had to ask you, Charles, to look into your crystal ball, and I'm not sure if agronomists have crystal balls, but where do you see tree crop irrigation practices going in the future?
At this stage, I don't know of an agronomist with a crystal ball, but if you do, please let me know. I would love to know. It's exciting, and that's what makes irrigation so dynamic. The role of an agronomist is so important. If I had the chance to look into a crystal ball that would be able to tell me, I think advanced automation with smart irrigation systems, that's the way to go. We need to integrate sensors and data. The sensor technology is definitely on an uprise, and that incorporates with the irrigation systems in time. I'm sure this will happen. Real-time data is already being applied into irrigation systems where the system decides how much water to irrigate on the day. And this links with the automated irrigation management. There's fancy algorithms out there that analyzes all the sensor data and all the historical trends. And these all come together to predict irrigation needs and automatically adjust watering schemes in real time. This is not too far into the future. It's already happening. Obviously, the continued rise of precision irrigation methods. Subsurface drip irrigation jumps up here, you know. Drip irrigation is already efficient, but we can even make it more efficient with subsoil irrigation. Tailoring irrigation designs to specific challenges within a farm, where we can address specific challenges with a specific design system. Increased focus on sustainability, water reuse and recycling. Countries that are water restricted already make use of this. Why not should we already start making use of technology like this? Obviously, salinity management. Irrigation practices will be tailored to manage salinity buildup in the soils, ensuring the long-term sustainability and productivity of soils. It's major things here. The role of irrigation agronomists, if we just think about the role that we need to play, yeah, sure, automation will play a big role, but the agronomist will be implementing these advanced systems. We will be interpreting all the data and making informed decisions for producers. And we are the guys that ensure that the systems are running efficiently and meeting the needs of the crops. And then obviously climate change adaptation. That's the last thing that I'm going to mention now. But we need to adapt to the climate change. We are already seeing changes in the climate, and we will need to look at crops that are more resilient to certain climate changes, more resilient to less water and warmer temperatures. So it's complicated, but I like to not overcomplicate things. So please give me that crystal ball. I love that.
Thanks for joining us, Charles van Rienen, Agronomy Manager at Netafim. You can, of course, read more on this topic by visiting www.foodformzanzi.co.za. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of the episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan van der Vent, and the rest of hashtag Team Foodformzanzi, thanks for listening.
Life in South Africa can be a lot. I mean, scroll through Twitter for a minute and tell me I'm wrong. Thank God for South Africans though, right? We're inspiring, and even on the bad days, we fight back with a smile. That's why I love Foodformzanzi so much. They're not ashamed to celebrate the ordinary unsung heroes who work every day to put food on our nation's tables. Go to foodformzanzi.co.za and never miss an inspiring story.